I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Islamic State pushes back in Syria, where at least six Jordanian border guards were killed and several wounded in a car bomb attack early today outside a Syrian refugee camp. Islamic State fighters in Syria have pushed Russian-backed government forces out of Raqqa province and attacked U.S.-backed Syrian rebels outside the IS-held town of Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zun says it underscores the insurgents' continued efforts.
The Islamic State not only has been effective in terms of inflicting terrorist attacks abroad, but in part because they have that large amount of captured U.S.-made weaponry from Iraq, they have modern fighting vehicles for this kind of open warfare.
The UN said Monday it was unable to deliver food and medical aid to most besieged Syrians near Damascus. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet with agency employees who co-signed a so-called dissent channel statement on U.S. Syria policy, calling the statement well-written and very good. His spokesman is John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them there, but he has expressed an interest in talking to them, and we'll do that in due course.
The 51 mostly mid-level officials have called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian regime as a means of exerting pressure on it to pursue a political settlement. Nigeria's currency slumped 40% Monday after the government removed its peg to the dollar as a way to ease economic hardship. This is VOA News.